Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
Alex.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll sail the shore. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Watch and wait. Get ready for the sign. There are many here among us who do not yet know the time.
Get ready for the sign. There are many here among us now who have not seen the light. We must send the word to all the people in the land. Go to every hill and mountain, for the time is not at hand to light a fire. Light a fire. Light a fire.
Another incredibly important broadcast lined up for you today. The news of yesterday has only been magnified and intensified. The waters we are in are very deep, very dark, and very dangerous. We are not going to be talking about the storm Dean coming into the Mediterranean, lined up to collide with Jamaica and then possibly Texas. We'll be talking about the real storm, the storm of tyranny that is coming down upon us and that finally is shaking a lot of people out of their apathy and their resistance to the truth. When we get back, you will have to have internal passports to travel. We've been talking about this for years. Now they've thrown down the gauntlet and are admitting it's an internal passport. Coupled with the secret police being shut up nationwide with Stasi tattletale squadrons, neocons have openly said, make Bush dictator.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Headline, the FBI wants you to fight crime and secretly report on your neighbors. It's out of Farm Week newspaper. Headline, neocons make Bush dictator of the world. A powerful neocon think tank headed up by former CIA Director James Woolsey openly says, make Bush dictator in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, openly announced. You see, when they come out and say 9/11, another 9/11 would be good, when they come out and say we need to be dictators, they're not joking around. Remember Salon Magazine a few weeks ago, where this pretty much mainline conservative was out at the beach with her rich Republican friends, middle-aged women, and they're going, I can't wait to gas chamber all of the people that disagree. We're soon going to be killing everyone. I mean, they're actually saying this. You understand? They plan to line us up and shoot us. I keep telling everybody this. It's so bad. It's off the chart. And Homeland Security says you're going to have passports to drive around the roads, go to national parks, get on planes. We'll tell you what all this means, ladies and gentlemen, coming up a little bit later. But right now, I'm feeling patriotic. I want people to remember what this country was founded on, what it's all about. Land of the free, home of the brave, not land of the surveilled police state run by the military-industrial complex. And it's just the news every day intensifies. I wouldn't be here on air freaking out right now. I'd have a guest on about the Federal Reserve or about what's happening in Iraq or
what's going on with the economy, which we're going to be covering. I'd be talking about that stuff, but I have to talk about martial law when they're making every move and every preparation and saying they're planning to do it. I mean, we got to talk about this. Right now, though, here is Steve Voss, the best patriot musician out there, with Renegades, and this is a salute to all of you out there, old, young, black, white, north, south, east, west, British, Chinese, South African, Mexican, I mean, if you're in Mexico, people all over the world, German, people in Israel, people in Rwanda, people in Australia, wherever you're listening, if you love freedom and you stood up for freedom and you know we're facing tyranny and you've supported this broadcast and you've gotten the word out in your area and you've fought in the New World Order, this song's for you. I salute you. We are brothers. We are sisters. We are family together in this historical fight, and I'm just honored and blessed to know you. I salute you. Together. And I do take possession of the name Renegade. I do take possession of you as my friends and my brothers and my sisters in this holy fight against the New World Order and Satan and all his pomps. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what we're fighting. That chicken-necked, evil, wicked Chertoff and that degenerate weakling George Bush and that bobble-headed Karl Rove, all of them are nothing but front men for the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and that Saxe Coburg Gotha sitting over there in the throne of England and the throne of Orange in the Netherlands. They are all enemies of every free man, woman, and child on the planet. For us to continue, for our progeny and our offspring to live free, they must fall. They have declared eternal warfare against free humanity. They must and they will and they have, in the future, been defeated already. The question is, how bad is it going to be in this fight against these individuals? All right, let me settle down. Getting ready for this radio show, I sit here and I go, you know what? I would be abnormal if I didn't get on air and get upset. I've said it many times. Many of you take it as normal and natural, and the media and the culture, the twisted, sick culture of death, tells you getting excited, painting yourself up in simulated war paint, going to a gladiatorial diversion, a prosthesis of true warfare, a facsimile, a crutch, and in yelling and screaming and hyperventilating over things that don't matter is normal. That is abnormal. Getting upset about the total loss of freedom, the destruction of our republic, and to see our entire civilization and all of our women and children, and I say this as a man, going into bondage, and I haven't experienced bondage like many who have come from other countries, but I have studied bondage, and I have a good idea what it's like, and I have felt the tendrils of it as it begins. And let me tell you, it is a sad state indeed, one of servitude and ignorance and great sorrow and poorness. You want it? You're going to get it, you smiley-faced, giggling demonic America. But I speak to those, and there are tens of millions of people who do not like evil and do not like all this corruption and all these lies. And I'm telling you, folks, we got to fight on our hands because this enemy is a coming. Now, I've been saying, hey, they probably won't have martial law. They may not have martial law. They're sure making preparations for it. They'll probably just glide on into Hillary and then have some stage to vent around that point. But I said they could go either way. And I said they certainly, if they continue to intensify what they've been doing or accelerate it, it looks like that's going to happen. And when I say the trajectory is online for martial law in the next 6 months, if they currently continue to ratchet things up at the level and pace they're ratcheting them up this week or in the last month, we'll be in martial law within 2 months. I like to be a little more conservative, and you know, hopefully they're going to slow down a bit. But still, even with a massive decrease in their acceleration, we're talking about full-bore, real-deal martial law within 6 months. Now, let's be clear. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm telling you they are preparing for it and moving to do it. I really think it's a desperate gamble by these people. But the aplomb, the chutzpah, the whatever you want to call it, is just the hubris is, and it may be well-founded, it may not be hubris, it may be confidence. But from where I'm sitting, it looks like delusional hubris. I mean, they can crush us, folks, but they're going to break themselves like a big statue. You know, a big 100-foot stone statue can fall on a crowd of people and kill them, but the stone statue is going to shatter too, breaking five or six big pieces. But it's their nature, and frankly, they're a bunch of nihilists up there. They want to keep on willing, as one futurist said, and so even if it means destruction and death, they want to go on willing. That's why Stalin and Hitler did what they did. It's all part of turning east. Napoleon, Hitler, both. So when we get back, the big news, and I just like yesterday, call everybody you know, folks, it got worse since yesterday. I haven't even gotten to the news yet. Brace yourselves. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
No, this is not America. Speak of the devil.
Love some bells to blue.
Speak of dying for the system. Cue up that little MSNBC/CNBC reporter. To be technical, she's a CNBC reporter on MSNBC. couple days ago, I guess now on Monday, saying, hey, poison food, poison toys, we don't want to make China stop that or it'll hurt our economy. Talk about dying for the system. Here it is.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
Just in case you missed it, let's, in a second, play it one more time, and we'll get into all the new news for you, because I want you to realize the magnitude of what we're dealing with. First off, it wasn't fear-mongering. A bunch of dogs and cats died because it had plastic in the food, and then humans got sick from it, and they kept it real quiet. And they just had a botulism recall of hundreds of thousands of cans of different meat sauces. People are dying all over. That's being kept real quiet. It was on the Newswire 2 weeks ago, but used to have been a huge story. Believe me, they're keeping it real quiet that the bridges are falling down and computers are breaking down and government's falling apart and corruption is just running rampant and the government's just grabbing goods for themselves and the elite are all running offshore right now. It's all being kept real quiet, lady. But listen to her. Just like we have newscasts saying mercury is good for your children. Take it. It's good for you. It's a new nutritional item for your brain. Very nutritive. Very nutritious. Very helpful. Here she is saying if they don't have poison in their food or lead in their toys, I mean, this is going to hurt us. You see, this is the mass delusion, folks. See, we're the sane people, but to them, we're insane. Here it is.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
I mean, these people are, I mean, by the way, we're not just selectively grabbing something here. I've got a bunch of clips almost as bad. I mean, it's entered a new dimension of delusionalness. And you see, they all stick together. Once Hitler's regime, other regimes start going downhill, they start only listening to each other. And then their craziness becomes normal. And that's why one of the top neocons, one of the top neocon groups in the country, and I have the news article. This is being openly put out. Neocons, quote, make Bush dictator of the United States and the world, fully suspend the Constitution. Now, this is the big article today. It's up on prisonplanet.com. And coupled with yesterday's news, where what we broke a year ago, they've recruited tens of thousands of preachers. And again, they kept it secret. They told them, this is a secret program. Tell no one. Go give sermons, getting them ready for gun confiscation, ready to go to FEMA camps, ready to have their family split up, ready for forced inoculations. Don't tell anyone. You're part of the first wave of 13,000. We'll be up to 26,000, double by the summer of 2007. And Pastor Butch's website, PastorButch.com, has hundreds of those documents. We've got dozens up on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. You can go read them. And then they fired him from the hospital over, and he still has his church, but they track back who he was, where he faxed it from to us. It was a grocery store nearby. Homeland Security came after him, and he won't come on air now. But since then, now, you do a Google search on this, this is what's important. Now it's all over. Now they're announcing it. Now they're going public. You see, now they're saying, yeah, we got spy satellites watching you. Yeah, we're listening to your phone calls without warrants. Yeah, you got to have a domestic passport. And yeah, we got spies everywhere. And the preachers are under our control. That's freedom, buddy. That's how America's supposed to work. That's what Stalin did. It's what Mao did. It's what the Stasi did. It's what we do. It's freedom, boy. You don't like it, huh?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Federal agents, we are armed! Why do you feel it, baby? You are not changing now. We have to stand up for
something. Why did you turn away to I think this song says it all. We're going to roll with Paris, and I'm going to get into the news directly. It just gets worse by the minute as the martial law is openly announced and as the neocons call for stage terror and Bush to be supreme dictator.
From the government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the cause I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All the secrets so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Now ask yourself, fool's the one with the most to gain. On 9-11, most couldn't stand his name. Now even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, getting searched. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, wave the flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. Why my records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these are devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word that think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart a head. Hand in just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the Fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profile and see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away to asking what if we saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it over?
Well, we haven't played all that at once in quite a long time, so there it is. You can watch a music video that Aaron Dykes put together with that. That's the intro to our local TV show. New season, by the way, is about to start back up. She'll have more of those up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Not just the in-studio video interviews, not just the out-in-the-field special reports, not just the Sunday show that we videotape and put on the web, but the TV show, the classic TV show as well. We've also been putting some of the older classic shows up on PrisonPlanet.tv from years ago. They've never been seen on the web before. You know, I remember Paris emailed me back in 2002 about how he was inspired and woke up to 9-11. He'd already had suspicions about by seeing 9-11, the road to tyranny. And he also posted that on his website. And then I've tried a few times to get a hold of him or even call his record place, and they say he's kind of off their label right now. Or I can't get a hold of him. Maybe somebody else can because I want to have the guy on the radio show. But that's classic when somebody wants to contact you. You don't contact them because you're busy, and then you can't get in contact with them. But just putting that shout out to everybody, I'd like to commission him to do some music for an upcoming film or something, perhaps. Because I like Immortal Technique, folks, but I really think Paris is a much. I think Paris is. I want to see better, but it's more to my liking, more to my type genre, more to my audio palette, as they say. All right, let me just get into this right now. I mean, I've been talking for 40 minutes, and I've set the table for what we're about to get into. And this is so big, this is so bad, this is so out of control, that I want you to see it in context with everything else that's happening. The Philadelphia Daily News writer said 9-11 was a great thing that happened, and we need really another one to mobilize the people, and basically Americans are bad and slack-jawed and don't love the neocons and Bush enough. I mean, that shows you right there who's behind 9-11. Look who stands to gain. People who ask me, why would they want a 9-11? The neocons said before 9-11 they needed a 9-11. I mean, they explained to you why they need it. Stop acting like you don't understand why. get into their mindset so they could set up a police state, have trillions in no-bid contracts, take over the government to take control of the wealth and use our military and our people and their tax money to wage a war for global domination. Now, that's what PNAC said. It's what Brzezinski said. It's what the top planners, from Kissinger to Brzezinski to David Rockefeller to Hillary Clinton, right down the line, both parties, they're one crew. Now, we've got a guest coming up. I'm just going to tell you they're in emergency management, pretty high level. And I don't want to spook the guest because whenever we do that, they end up not showing up to the show in the next hour. Then we got an expert on some big new JFK developments coming up later in that hour. But I do want to open the phones up today specifically on this issue. But now it's gone from bad to worse. Neocons make Bush dictator of the world. This on the heels of them announcing that they recruited 26,000 preachers to give sermons saying, lay down the government during martial law. I mean, folks, that is just, that is so un-American. And that, of course, Chertoff had announcing yesterday, you're going to have domestic passports to travel. That's what Ron Paul told you 3 years ago about the Real ID Act, long before it passed. That's in January 15th of this year. To leave the country, you got to. It isn't just that you don't have an APB or a warrant out. They don't check a computer for that. It has to give, the Homeland Security has to give them authorization to let you leave or let you come back in. You ought to see it the few times I leave the country. I leave about once a year. And when I come back in, they just stand back and look and then won't let me see the computer and act scared and say, go on through. I don't know what that designation is, but they act like they've just seen a 500-foot dragon with 19 heads breathing acid and fire with miniguns mounted on their heads walking through. I mean, you'd think they've just seen Beelzebub. Neocons make Bush dictator of the world. And I wouldn't even call them right-wing. They pose as the right. Maniacal right-wing Family Security Matters organization, which has ties to Cheney, and then you get into it, it's not ties, it's run by them, Rumsfeld and Pearl, carries screed that calls for Bush to declare martial law. This is one of their top people. He writes for the biggest publications out there. Become emperor of the planet, lifetime president, and ethnically cleanse Iraq by means of nuclear genocide. You heard me right. If you thought Stu Bavosky's call for a new 9/11 was the lowest the neocons could sink, think again. And after they nuke a city, folks, they're going to be heroes on television. Your neighbors will tear you apart if you don't submit. A right-wing foundation with links to Dick Cheney has called for Bush to be made lifetime president, ruler of the world, and for Iraq to be ethnically cleansed of Arabs by means of nuclear holocaust. Well, Cheney calls for bioweapons in the September 2000 PNAC document. I mean, you know, the Family Security Matters organization, it's huge, masquerades as an independent think tank, yet was highly influential in President Bush's reelection in 2004 and has links to top neoconservative ideologues. It has links. It's run by. The outfit poses as an advocacy group for a new breed of goose-stepping brown shirts called Security Moms. And again, these people aren't Christians. They're a little social club, ninnying, cowardly, stupid, weak, demon-possessed people. I've been around them. They are just radiating evil. They vaccinate their children, send them to public school, everything. The outfit poses as an advocacy group for a new breed of goose-stepping brown shirts, so-called security moms. I'd call them spiritual whores of the devil. The outfit poses as an advocacy group for a new breed of goose-stepping brown shirts, so-called security moms. Or Antichrist lapdogs, I would add, who are noted for their blind obedience to neoconservatism as a result of believing every ounce of fear-mongering that emanates from the Bush administration on the inevitability of mass casualty terror attacks. Remember what Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And that's why 80% plus of general advertising, not high ticket item, but general advertising. That is for soaps and textiles and food, entertainment items, is targeted at women because women make the majority of the purchases in the home, and men usually are busy, you know, off doing something or, you know, looking at sports scores. It's always basically been that way. So women end up basically running things. You're just like, yeah, honey, sure, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Well, that's why Hitler said, first you got the women. Again, first you get the women, then you got the children. That's an exact quote. First you get the women, then you've got the children. So follow the men. And then they have these huge revivals of fake Christians. I've actually seen top evangelicals get up and say Christians aren't good, Israel is superior, and that Jews are above Christians and are going to heaven. Total blasphemy, by the way, going according to the Bible. And that we must literally worship Israel. And it's mainly women just screaming for nuclear holocaust. Screaming, we're going to make you come, Jesus! Fire the missiles now! I mean, oh man, they are... I mean, it's like the Handmaiden. Did you ever see that movie with Robert Duvall? I mean, that's basically what they are. And they're planning to take over. And all they care about is let them have their house, let them have their money. They're told the gravy train's going to continue as long as we nuke people. And then when they're going to make Jesus do what they say. I mean, these are the ultimate cult members, folks. The outfit poses as an embassy group for a new breed of goose-stepping brown shirts, the so-called security moms, who are noted for their blind obedience to neoconservatism as a result of believing every ounce of fear-mongering that emanates from the Bush administration on the inevitability of mass casualty terror attacks. In late 2004, Media Matters for America discovered that the phone number listed for SFM's website actually belonged to the Center for Security Policy. Of course it did. A rabidly hard-line foreign policy outfit run by former Reagan administration figure Frank Gaffney, reports RightWeb. The Center for Security Policy is an umbrella organization that includes the National Security Advisory Council, whose members hold senior positions with the Bush administration itself. Former current members include Dick Cheney, Richard Perle, Elliot Abrams, and the organization has also given awards to Donald Rumsfeld. The FSM Foundation itself also has ties to Anti-Defamation League, well, of course, it's Mossad, the International Women's Forum, numerous nationwide television and print media outlets, and includes on its board of directors neocon radio host Laura Ingraham and former director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, James Woolsey. They're on the board. James Woolsey, who you then see on Lou Dobbs speaking out against the Al-Qaeda in America. Meanwhile, Lou, I guess, doesn't know that he was one of the chairmen up at the Banff SPP North American Treason Meeting. Woolsey. That guy just radiates wickedness in his actions and also just look at him. I mean, I wouldn't trust that guy with a dollar of my money. I wouldn't let him near my family. See, these guys cannot conceal their evil. They are literally reveling in their wickedness, and they just can't conceal it. Just his eyes burn with Stygian pits. And I'm serious when I say that. Representatives of SFM also routinely appear as guests on Fox News, and their website is a cesspool of anti-American fervor, acting as a cheerleader for the invasion of Iran, the warrantless wiretapping programs, opponents are labeled as traitors, and lauds the Patriot Act as an irreplaceable tool utilized by the Secret Service to keep us safe. In an August 3rd article, contributing editor and philosopher Philip Atkinson penned a feverish diatribe that calls for the end of democracy. Now, that's his term, for Bush to be made ruler of the world as Julius Caesar was made Roman emperor, for Bush to be made lifetime president in the U.S., and for Iraq to be ethnically cleansed by means of nuclear genocide and repopulated with Americans. That is exact Hitler, by the way, Lebensraum, living space. The comments are so fundamentally sick and twisted that the reader must absorb the following passages in full to recognize the true depravity of what the neocon friend truly embraced. After calling democracy the enemy of truth and justice, Atkinson openly calls for genocide and mass slaughter. And we have the article right here. It's unbelievable. He says we need to go ahead and nuke, go ahead and make Bush a world leader, and that it's of the Lord. The world leader is of the Lord. Okay. And folks, when the real devil, if you believe the Christian ideas, shows up, these people are going to fall right down. I mean, he could probably have a forked tail and they would. I mean, these are the ultimate scum. And of course, it's all CIA handled. I mean, they're not Christian at all. It's just the biggest joke in the world to them. The ADL is basically running the big mainline Christian churches now. I mean, they openly speak at them. And then the ADL is the ones taking the Ten Commandments out, taking all the religious icons down from parks and crosses down. And it doesn't matter. They'll bring them right up on stage. And, oh, it's of the Lord. Oh, yes. I mean, it's so sick. And you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and read what he actually said for himself. And they're now saying we need domestic passports to travel domestically in the U.S. This is Ron Paul warns you. We'll cover that when we get back. And we have a special guest coming up. This stuff cannot survive exposure, though. If we expose it and show what it really is, they will fail. They will fail if you get the word out. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No exaggeration, I've got 20 plus, I counted them this morning, articles where they're recruiting children, adults, to, quote, fight crime. See, first it's we're going to have spies everywhere to fight terror, but now it's just fight crime, and now it's, but your intelligence agents, farmers, people in the cities, middle schoolers, where they have their own secret computer file-in secret agent areas on the web. And they go and just write dossiers on your neighborhood. When they hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, they meant business, folks. They meant business. And they're going for broke right now. I have that, but here is CNN. This is CNN. Federal ID plan raises privacy concerns. And then the second line says this. Americans may need passports to board domestic flights or to picnic in a national park next year if they live in one of the states defying the Federal Real ID Act. Now, again, the majority of states already had federal standardization by the mid-90s. Texas was the first, shamefully enough, adopted by 1994. And that's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And then they go on to admit in here that to get on a domestic flight, you have to have this. There's no law yet. See, they've just been doing it. But it now when it goes into effect next year, it is in the law. Though it's unconstitutional. Now, remember, Homeland Security announced this year that illegal aliens did not have to have IDs or accurate IDs or could have consular matricula from their own country to get housing and bank loans and car loans. And it said they will accept those for employment. So, see, it's not for them. You hear Chertoff everywhere saying this is to keep us safe, and but there's no real security at the borders. This is an internal passport. Back when Ron Paul read the Real ID Act in 2004, they tried to pass it, then they were able to in 2005. We had him on the show. We read the bill, too. Remember his headline? And he put it on the Liberty Committee that it would be a domestic internal passport to travel with internal checkpoints because it says it. And now they're giving the spy satellite data to the local police departments. Oh, that just so happened to have the uplinks built into them. And, oh, they're telling the cops now about all the new features. Oh, there's a new feature this week. You can track everyone in the city on their cell phones. And some cities are going, there's a new feature. You dial in this code, and you can listen to Alex Jones's phone. You see, remember we told you all this years ago, and now it's in the news. Because they had to pass the regulations, and then the industry talked about it because it was such a big deal. But it was never on the news. Well, we got those industry publications. Everything is uploaded to them. Everything. Unless you're an illegal alien, it's all selectively not enforced. Hundreds of cities do arrest illegal aliens. It can involve in felonies. I mean, rapes, stabbings, and they're released within days on average. And Homeland Security doesn't even pick them up. They got to have that ongoing crisis to then say, oh, it's to, we need this Real ID Act to stop illegal aliens. I remember Lamar Smith, when Texas in the early 1990s adopted the thumb scanning to get driver's license. People were complaining, and he said, well, it's to stop the illegal aliens. But then TxDOT put a waiver in where they didn't have to do it. And then cops don't even arrest them when they don't have driver's license. I mean, I laugh because, but put all this together. We now have Michael Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, saying to the states, you're going to adopt the federal ID. You're under our control, and the citizens have to have their papers, or they can't get on a plane domestically to fly from, say, Dallas to Tucson, or Austin to New York, or New York to Boston. Now, is that freedom? And we all know it has nothing to do with security. You want to be a slave, folks? You're going to get to be one, unless we turn this around quick. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.